నామశిష్టం మనుమతి శచీపుత్రమత్ర స్వరూపం స్వరూపం తస్యాగ్రజహరిపురిం మాధురిం గోష్ఠవాటిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహోరాధికామాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో జస్య ప్రథిత కృపయా శ్రీగురుం తం నతోషామి. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్తిసే. గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తదభక్తాయ నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరయా జుహా పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తర్వోభినేదో తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునినా. తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధి తం నయమామి చ. We begin. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati shama sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhati. Shyamrani has explained yesterday. Oh. Who is Brahmabhuta? There are some symptoms, six symptoms of Brahmabhuta. He is not affected by birth, death, suffering of the life. He never wants anything. And there are so many. I don't remember this law. But these are the symptoms. So, always happy. Why he happy? Because he has no want, no desire of anything. We desire something, but those don't desire worldly things. Now, sochati, if it is destroyed, anything that you have, but nothing to lament, never remains. Now, kanchati, he never wants anything. And if it is gone, what he has? Oh, no lamentation. Samasarvesu veda. But because all are Brahma. So all are equal. Elephant, cows, hogs, pigs, dogs. Oh, in them Atma is same. And all are Brahma. So samasarvesu veda. Mad bhakti. If they are not offended, Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, both Bhakta Bhagavat and Granth Bhagavat, if they are not offended, then it may be that he will have, Krishna will manage a high class of association. And by following that, gradually he will attain Parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti. There are two kinds of these Brahmavadi, Brahmabhuta. One living in Haridwar and Kashi in India. They offend Srimad Bhagavatam. They only chant and remember, Aham Brahmasmi. And they don't like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavat or anything. Often. And also they are against of bhakti or bhaks. Oh, they will not have this thing. But those who read Bhagavat, like in Vrindavan, there are so many. Mayavadi. But yet, they want mukti, salvation. But they don't offend Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, they like to read the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But they want mukti. Oh, these kinds of persons who live in Vrindavan or Puri Dham or anywhere and associating to hear the pastimes of Krishna and to explain or see pastimes of Krishna. Oh, very quickly they will attend for us. But in process. Mahaprabhu told, Iho Bhajya. He told that it is also external. Why he told? Right. Because it is mixed with jnana. What jnana? Who wants to have salvation, to mix in Krishna or Paramatma or in Brahma or in the rays of Brahma. So this is not pure religion of Atma. So he told that it is external and you should go on. Then Raya kahe, Jnana Shunya Bhakti Shadhya. And he gave an example of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now he is coming in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnani prayas mutvarsya namanteva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vatam sthani sthita sutigatan tan mang manubhi ji prayasu adhita jitu apitrai yatra lakyam. Oh, Shyam Rani.
Srila Prabhupada's translation of this verse by Lord Brahma spoken to Krishna in prayer in the 10th canto after the Brahma Vimohan Leela was Brahma stealing Krishna's cows when he surrendered to Krishna and he said this verse. Raya Ramananda continues, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
Here, Swamiji has a Reverend Shiksha Guru. He has told in brief. And our acharyas like Sanatana Goswami in Vaishnava Toshini, Jiva Goswami, Laghu Vaishnava Toshini, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Digdarshini Tika. He has explained it and in a so good way and very deep meaning. Very deep meaning. Oh, I'm telling some essence of that. Jnani prayas mutvarsanamanteva. There are two kinds of knowledge. One is to mix in Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi and Brahma. All are Brahma. And the goal of our whole meditation or anything to mix in Brahma and to be Brahma, one kind. And second, oh, Tattva Gyan, that empowered and bustle of Krishna, He is Supreme Lord, He is Sarvashaktiman, He has so many appliances. He can create in a moment millions of universe and destroy it again and again. Oh, this Tattva Gyan. In so much vistar, then Tattva Gyan, Tvam Gyan, Tatpradartha Gyan, Tvampradartha Gyan, and then Jibramhaika. Oh, there are so many. But in brief, it is that. Two kinds. And in them, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, Srila Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami have reputed them. Refuted. So in Bhagavat, that Gyan knowledge is not appreciated. Here, even what to tell that Tattvamasi Gyan and Aham Brahmasmi Gyan. Even the Tattva Gyan, Krishna is Supreme Lord and He can create, not create by order, He will give order to His subordinates and they can in a moment create billions of universe in a moment and destroy again they can do. Even don't you should discard this. Don't have. Prayasam. For that you should not do anything. You should only, that Swamiji first came and he preached that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But he told and inspired me, now you should go and tell that Krishna is not Supreme Lord. He is the son, merely son of Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda Baba. And only beloved, most beloved of gopis, only this. If you have that thing, that Krishna is Supreme Lord, then Braj Prem never can come. Never, never and never. It is very absurd. Because Aishwarya and Madhurya, in general devotees, they cannot be at a time. In Krishna, it is possible. But for Jiva, Aishwarya and Madhurya both at a time. That Krishna is like, Krishna showed his universal form in the battlefield of Mahabharata. And Arjuna, he became perplexed. And he folded hand and he began to pray. I've done so many mistakes. I've done wrong. That I've told you, Sakha, friend, and you are driving my chariot. Prabhu, excuse me for this. Now I know that you are creator of this universe and us. You are same Supreme Lord. And then he forgot his friendship to Krishna and he was repenting for it. But when he saw that universal self to his mother, Mother Yashoda, in his mouth he saw, and then she saw and she was what? Bewildered. Any ghost has come. or anything has come. And she is covered by that. I am covered. Oh, why my boy is like this? And then he called Brahmins. And Nanda Baba too. And Brahmins came and they told that, oh, we will quickly
take care of the evil eyes.
And then they brought black cows and urine of the black cow and
cow dung
mixing, and it was
object
to Krishna. She never thought that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Anyone telling that he is Supreme Lord, oh, like jokes he is used to say. So any Brajavasi never. Then this prem will cannot come that Krishna is my most beloved. Or my son is
Supreme Lord.
So you will have to forget one day if you want to have a Braj Prem like Braj Vasi. Mathura Vasi, they can tell like this, he is Supreme Lord, because they saw 400 Krishna. But Braj Vasi, they cannot tell like this. So here telling Jnani Prayasamudu Pashyana Manta Eva. But don't try to practice all these things to know that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Oh, you should only attend, you should go to the Council of Vaishnavas, where Harikatha is automatically coming, like a stream. Fountain. Oh, high class of Vaishnavas, like Sukadev Goswami. Like we have heard about Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Even a child like Madhumanga. Or anyone used to come. Hours and hours he used to explain and explain. Always. Continuous. Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhuvishari. Madhuvisharitra Madhu, like honey. The sweet pastimes of Krishna automatically coming from the mouth. No question, nothing even coming. Then if anyone will hear this katha bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita, whether it should be brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or anyone, he can be brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, anyone. Whether he is in England, in Holland, or Vrindavan, and anywhere. Oh, if this Harikatha will enter in his ears, oh, he will do pranam. He will do pranam to the place, to the bhakta, who is
speaker,
to the audience. And to organizer, to grantha, Srimad Bhagavata, and appreciate by mouth, and do pranam by head and body, then, oh, very easily, he can control Krishna even, who is not controlled by anyone, but he will be controlled by.
इहो प्रभु कहे इहो है आगे भाग राय कहे प्रेम भक्ति सर्व साधसा he told, but महाप्रभु told इहो है now he told that इहो है
it may be
I want to hear something more.
Why he told? Whether you are wish, we have you wish or not, you have taste or not, anyhow you are going and doing pranam here. Here there are so many
audience.
No love, no affection, no taste, but even anyhow they are coming. So
He told that, it is also, it may be, but go on further. And that is why he told, prema bhakti, if it is done with love and affection, for hearing Hari Katha, chanting Hari name, serving Vaishnava, especially Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and serving Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprasad, and Tulasi, then it will be. Otherwise not. It will take a long process. Raya kahe prema bhakti sarva shadhasa. And for this he uttered one shloka. Nano pacharakita pujanam martabandho prem naiva bhakti hridayam sukha pridhutam syat javat sudanti jathare jartha pipasa tavat sukhay bhautunan bhakshape. What is the meaning?
Ramananda Rai continues, as long as there is hunger and thirst, eating and drinking make one feel very happy. When the Lord is worshipped with pure love, transcendental bliss is awakened in the heart of the devotee.
Can you explain more? What is the meaning? क्या हुआ? क्यों धान बट गया? Don't repeat. Try to explain in easy words. Don't see there and you can tell what you understood. Oh, can you, Prabhu? Very easy, no, not to see. What you understood. And if you cannot, then give to. Very easy thing, but try to read, but very deeply.
This verse is actually explaining the very basic factor or talisman for the devotee of love. A devotee is performing his worship to the Lord with so many wonderful paraphernalia, but it is said, just like the hunger in the stomach is very essential factor to relish food.
All are hearing?
If one is hungry, then one will enjoy the food, no matter the food is as per his liking or not. If he has not eaten for many days and is given dry bread, he will relish it. And if a person is not feeling hungry, then no matter he can be fed with some fruitious, delicious, fresh preparation, and he will not enjoy that. He will not relish. So the relishment is because of the hunger, or because of the need, or because of the appetite. So similarly, here a devotee may be offering so many nice ingredients or paraphernalia in the worship of the Lord, but now, there is one point which is mystical. We'll come to that point after 2 sentences. Now, if Krishna is not feeling any need for that worship, then will Krishna be happy to receive it? No. So here, how to understand that really Krishna is hankering for that worship from the devotee. He doesn't need that. He is self-satisfied. He is complete. It's the devotee who is offering. So it's the need of the devotee. It's not the need of the Lord. But here it is said that the devotee feels happiness in the heart. In this verse, it is said, by offering that worship, the devotee in his heart, he feels happiness. How is that? Just like in the pastime of Krishna, many places we see, especially when we went to Duryodhana, then Duryodhana, he offered him so many nice preparations in golden pots and plates. And then, what did Krishna say? He said, I'm sorry. Number one, I'm not feeling hungry, so there's no reason that I should accept this food. Number two, you're not my close friend that you say, and even though I'm not hungry, then I don't have the desire to take it. So I cannot take it. And number third, the purpose with which I came here, that is not done. If that purpose was agreed and it was accomplished, then also there was a reason that I would accept this food. So he refused all the preparations of the union. And instead, he went to the house of Vidura. And there, Vidura's wife, Vidurani, seeing Krishna, she became so overwhelmed with happiness and so much love in her heart that she completely forget about all externals, what to do, what not to do, what to offer Krishna, and what not to offer to Krishna. She completely out. Maybe she not even offered any garland to Krishna. She was completely forgotten, overtaken by Krishna's presence. And then Krishna said, oh, I'm hungry, give me something. And then she wants to offer him something, and she takes bananas, and she peels off the bananas, and throws away the bananas, and feeds Krishna with the peel. And Krishna is enjoying those peels. And in the meantime, as Vidura comes, and he notices this, and he's stopping, hey, what are you doing? And Krishna says, no, don't do that. Because this love, which is coming through these peels, is so nectarian that I cannot think of any other preparation for relationship. Similarly, the pastimes of Lord Ram, when he came to the forest of Nandakaranya, instead of visiting all the great sages who were engaged in worshipping him from the basic principle from so many thousands of years, he went to the house of a low class woman, Shabari. And she was waiting for Ram for so long time, every day preparing her house and cleaning the road and thinking of nice, delicious food. And then she would take them every day, and whether they are sweet or not, for her. And he accepted those. So basically, when this love is mixed in the worship or in the offering from the devotee side, immediately it creates hankering in Krishna's heart to accept it. And that is why, when Krishna accepts it, the reflection of that happiness goes or is reflected in the heart of the devotee, and it can happen.
Anything more? Nothing? If you want to. But even he saw that Mahaprabhu is not happy. Why not? Because this praying is not high class. Not high class. It depends on Vaidhivar. Nanu Pachar. Upchar means archan and offering. Oh, it is in Vaidhi Bhakti. And by Vaidhi Bhakti, oh, Krishna Bhakti, Braja Bhakti cannot be attained. Never and never. So it has also been told for other incarnations of Krishna, not for really Krishna, Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar. This is very deep meaning. So, Mahaprabhu was not so happy. And seeing his face, he read his face. And then he told, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati, क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लौल्यमपि मूल्यमेकलं जन्म कोटि सुकृतं. So many explanations are of that slope. But only Monday, this day and tomorrow, only here. So I want to touch somewhat bridge plane. That is, I am quickly going. Otherwise, I explain this in 1 month. Oh, more than that. And then I finished in Mathura coming, not in 1 month even. So here, why not in Archan, the devotees love and affection for Gurudev or Vaishnava or Krishna like this. Oh. When Archan is done, Archan is done for Narayan, really. And it is Aishwarya Marg. I am coming here. Oh, I came about 3 p.m. here. Or suppose in the daytime. I have not taken bath, nothing. I have not done anhik and anything. And I am very hungry. The devotees, they are qualified only for archan. Gurudev, you should come here and we will worship and we want to wash your feet by Panchamrita. Milk, curd, jogathani ghee and all these things. And we want to do archan and all this. After that you can go and take bath. Whether I am so hungry, but they will not realize this. First, they should do archan. And they will take a lamp and about half an hour or 1 hour. And Gurudev is thinking that when these bogus persons will. I am so hungry, they are not realizing. Anyhow, it was completed after half an hour or 1 hour. And they took fan and they began to fan. What is this? I'm very cold, so much cold, and they are fanning.
Then any color?
No. Where did it? Oh, they were not satisfied still. After 10 minutes, they took what? More pankha. And they waited, peacock. And they sprinkled water somewhat to be more cold. And began. And they told also, you should fan by that fan. And to others they gave that, you should work from both sides. And Guru Dev is dying. Is very. Give a glass of water. Not water. They will finish and then. So this is archan. Water is there, but not for drinking, only to wash. And mixed with. Rose water and milk and curd and so many things.
Because yatha tarar will such an if you put water in the root.
Anyhow.
So it's in the root.
Archan is good. Even Krishna is there. Radhika is there. And who is doing archan? This archan is of Narayan. At that time Krishna becomes
Narayan.
Like Shalagram, you can give so much water, no harm. You can give any fan in so much, but nothing for Shalagram. But if you are giving so much fanning or deep you are giving for 1 hour, Krishna will be disturbed so much. So here, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should worship like रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास भाव सेवा, इन चैतन्य महाप्रभु लाइन भाव सेवा, नॉट अर्चन, बट दे कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग जनरल. When they come first and initiated, they want that, oh Gurudev, may I have Giriraj Govardhan Shila or deities? Not only deities, they are not satisfied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev, Krishna, even Oshankar Mahadev, even Ganesh, even all together. You go, if you go to their houses, you see the altar, all are there. But this is not proper. We should try to be one-pointed and having relation with that Krishna something and bhava-seva is more. But those who are not qualified, they should adopt what they are doing. For them, it is to worship. It is good. But they should try to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, they established Govinda Dev, Radha Govinda, or Madan Mohan. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami established Radha Raman. Or Goswami, so many. But they never worship themselves. Oh, only bhav seva. And what bhav seva was that? He Radhe Prajdevike Chalalite He Nanda Sunna Shri Govardhan Kalpapad Patale Kalindi Banne Kuta Hoshantavit Sarvato Khedai Mahabhivalo Bande Roop Sanatan. Oh, Srimati Radhika, where you are? Oh, Nanda Sunu Krishna, where you are? Oh, Lalite, ho, Vishakhe, where you are? Sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Mansi Ganga, sometimes in Nandagam, Varshana, Bandirvan, here, then in Bansi, but sometimes. And rolling down, weeping bitter. And when being at a place, oh, meditating all these things. If Harikatha, oh, only for this. So this is high class. But he is telling in general, for general person, devotee, oh, that archan. And that is why he is not happy. So he is telling. Then he understood, and then gradually he came to this. Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatan kutopi yadi labhyate tatra laulyam api moolyam ekalam janma koti sukritanya. Yes, sir.
Description is given how a person can attain Krishna Bhakti Ras. As we have just heard from Sri Gurudev, the difference between Aishwarya and Madhurya, or ordinary approach to worshipping Krishna, as we have understood, how we manifest himself in Vaikuntha, Lakshminarayana, and how can we enter and understand how to approach Krishna, as we have heard how he is really not Supreme Krishna before that, but he is Krishna in Vrindavan with all his family members and his beloved associates. So the description is given here, Krishna Bhakti Ras. What is Bhakti Ras? Srila Rupa Goswami, he has given us the invitation how to enter Krishna Bhakti Ras. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was certainly access to attain pure bhakti, but not Bhakti Ras. What are the ingredients of Bhakti Ras? Yeah? The different ingredients which we can find in the descriptions of Sri Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, and what is Viva, Anubha, Shaiva, Yavicharika, and how to mix Sansharika, all these different ingredients. This has been given by our Goswamis. And this sloka is particularly explaining if we are able to meet a person who is surcharged with this Bhakti Ras. Surcharged means the example is there of the Rasagula. Yeah. If the Rasagula, if you squeeze it from any side, Ras will come. Yeah. The sweet nectar, the sweet juice will come out of the Rasagula. So similarly, every atom of the Rasagula, it is surcharged with that very sweet juice. So every devotee, yeah, if we find that devotee whose every atom of his existence is surcharged with Bhakti Ras, he's overflowing always with that very sweet Harikatha, the descriptions of Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan. These very sweet Nectarian descriptions. If anyone is always absorbed in this Harikatha and overflowing day and night, absorbed, that even if we are in this very presence without speaking, it is touching us. We feel the effects, yeah, of being in that personality's presence. That very personality, if we can have the great fortune to have the association of such a personality, then how to obtain that Bhakti Ras? And here it is described in Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has quoted this verse as the definition of the internal association of Krishna consciousness. In 1967, perhaps, or any early year, he described the definition and he said, this is the definition of the internal society, then he called it the international society for Krishna consciousness. He said, this is really Krishna consciousness. Yeah? Anyone who is surcharged with this very mood, yeah, his intelligence, his every atom is always meditating, absorbed, overflowing with the sweet pastimes, qualities, descriptions of the eternal activities of Radha and Krishna and their associates in Braja, then that very personality, we should desire to have that very Bhakti Ras flowing within our heart. So what is the price we have to pay? It is that anyone can do pious activities, even spiritual pious activities, meaning we can engage in sadhana bhakti for millions of births, regulated devotional service. But if we do not develop any greed within our heart to obtain, to have that very thing which is presented here in this definition, then we cannot attain that. Only by developing greed, the eagerness, the intense eagerness to obtain that. And what is the qualification? We may say, oh, first we have to be pure. Then we will have that. But greed has no condition. Yeah. Anyone, Sri Gurudev always gives the example, any poor person, he may have no money in his pocket. He may be very ugly, yeah, his teeth like that, yeah. He may be not having a nice figure. But if he sees the Queen of England, Princess Diana, yeah, then he can have a desire and greed within his heart. I want to marry that very personality. So this is no qualification. You don't need to be a royal family member, yeah, or anyone. Now the only qualification is that greed is detected within our heart. If we need such a personality, I want to have the very same thing which is within his heart, yeah, which is within his every atom. Yeah. That is the qualification to obtain that.
So here, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitam, he has explained in good way. If greed comes, very rare, but if it comes, at once that devotee can gallop and he will come in the stage of ruchi. If greed is there, then ruchi will come. I think that so many devotees, they heard the classes of Swamiji and they saw that, oh, all are going towards Swamiji and are initiated, I should follow them. They never knew anything more, but they saw that all are going. So why should I not go? They are happy, they are doing kirtan, book distribution, and so many things are they are doing. Oh, life maintenance also is done very easily. Why should I not go? Not by taste they went. One little here. And they went. They left their father, mother, even their wives and children, and position and wealth, everything, they went. And they began to do all these activities, also chanting, sometimes not chanting, sometimes 4 or 5 or 16 round, even they were doing. But no taste was there. Even no nishtha was there. But they were doing. And thinking that these are the symptoms of pure bhakti, and one day we will very surely we will have Krishna prem, and this is really bhakti. And that is why. But what became? When Swamiji was in this world, all were so much
enthusiastic.
But when he left this world, and there was no association, there was none to inspire them. And what became? Because there was no taste. And all gradually left. They began to do Gita Sansar. Gita Sansar, you know? Gita Sansar, perhaps you have heard. What is Gita Sansar? You know Gita Sansar?
What?
Oh. Thank you.
Gita Sansar.
No.
Here.
Oh, here. Here something. Very interesting. A story you should hear. Gita Sansar, the world of Gita.
Once there was a teacher, a guru, and he had his ashram. And in his ashram, he used to teach the principles of religion from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and many of the scriptures. And he used to train his disciples in devotional service. And one of the disciples, he was like everyone else, was very seriously taking up the course under his guidance. Then, after the completion of the course, he came to his guru and he bowed down to him. And then he said, Gurudev, I am very fortunate that by your blessing and by your kind affection, I am able to learn something, grow something. Now I have developed a desire that I could go and preach and give this message to everyone. Because I see humanity needs it. They are suffering because they are not knowing their real duty. So if you order me and you let me, then I shall go and fulfill your desire and create your vision and expand your vision. Then the guru was very, very happy that his disciple had developed such a nice desire. So he said, yes, you have my full blessing.
But why not? Guru was not so much happy. He knew the stage of that devotee. So anyhow, he gladly or ungladly he ordered.
But he told him that, remember one thing, that whenever you are in trouble, whenever you are in any difficulty or confusion, you should always remember me and only pray to me and Krishna, and I'll be here to help you. Do not look for help or suggestion from any resource. So the disciple was very happy being encouraged by the blessing of Gurudev. And Gurudev said, while giving his blessings, he gave him a copy of Bhagavad Gita and told him that every day you should tell Bhagavad Gita. He said, all right. So he took the book on his head, he touched the feet of Gurudev, and he left. And he was very happy. He went from village to village to village to village. And every village he would go, people would receive him so nicely, and he would spend time with them and speak to them about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So they were very happy. Then, one day,
After that, he made a hut in any village. And he did.
Then, one day, when he came to a village, he was very, very enchanted to see the beauty and simplicity of that village. And especially, everything was there very, very good for him, fresh fruits, flowers, and especially people in this village, they were more affectionate towards him. So he developed the desire that maybe I should stay here for a while and do my preaching for progress more vigorously and more concentratedly. So he said, okay. And with this desire, also this desire was supported by the village people, and they agreed that we'll make a hut for you nearby. And they made a hut for him just very close by to the village outside. And he started living in that hut, and every day these people would come and bring him everything he needs, all the food he needs and everything else. So he was so much grateful, wanting to make a tent and drums and everything else from this Bhagavad Gita. And then when people would come to speak about Krishna consciousness to them. Then one day when he was out in the village and he returned in his hut, he noticed that his dear book of Bhagavad Gita, which was given to him by his Gurudev, which was his life and soul, was bitten or eaten from some side by a rat, mice. So noticing this, he felt so much pain in his heart. Wow, Bhagavad Gita, my Gurudev gave me, is so much dear to me, and this mice has eaten. What shall I do? So he was thinking, thinking, what shall I do? He was really so much sad in his heart. And just as when he was thinking this, one of his village people, he came there. And he saw that this nice devotee who was helping everyone was being quite tense and anxiety. And then he said, what's your problem?
In brief.
So he inquired, what is your problem? And then he said, oh look, I have this copy of Bhagavad Gita, and when I'm away, then the mice are coming and they're eating it, so I'm thinking what to do. And this man said, oh, you don't have to worry, I have a nice solution for you. You should just get a cat, and the cat will take care of the rat. So you'll be out of this problem, so you don't have to worry. But then as he was thinking how to raise a cat, this person offered, you don't have to worry, I can give you money, I'll raise a cat for you too, so you don't have to worry. So he did all right, and then this man raised the cat for him. And now the mice problem was taken care of. There was no more mice because the cat is there, there's no question of bread. But now the problem was that how to maintain the cat? Because the cat needs to eat something. So then, again, then he was thinking about maintaining cat. This person comes up to him, and then he gave him suggestion again. Oh, I know, I understand your problem. You must be very complicated. But cat, I have a suggestion. Cats eat milk only. So if you have a cow, then you will have milk. And the cat will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about that. And he said, all right. And he said, you don't have to worry. I know a friend who wants to donate a cow. And the cow is also there. A very nice source of milk. And actually, milk will be also available for you. So you and cat both will have milk and the cow will be taken care of. So then he brought him the cow. And the cow was nice and the cow was giving milk. And this person was very happy. But then again, he became perplexed. Why? Because to milk the cow, to take care of the cow, and then he was thinking, oh, actually, it's all becoming kind of disturbance in my budget. What should I do? It's really problematic. And this person came in the meantime can also be a person of more fitness, so it was just becoming more uncontrolled. And that person, that Ray, his dear friend, his well-wisher, came to him in the end and said, we don't have to worry, I have another suggestion for you. Said, what's your suggestion? Said, my suggestion is, if you get married, then everything will be taken care of. Because then you see here you have to physically yourself break your own problems. Wife will be there, she will take care of practically everything for you. She will take care of the house, she will take care of the house, she will clean everything, she will take care of the clothes, the food, everything. And you will simply sit down, chat, and you will be the wrong thing. So your problem will be solved. And now he has infected him with this problem, desire. But because already his heart has become weak, and he was not actually remembering the instruction of his guru, the final important instruction, always look at me when you need any suggestion. So he has made that mistake already in the past. So now because of his weakness of the heart, he started seriously contemplating that evening about his proposal. And next morning this person comes and he says, okay, have you thought of it? You don't have to worry, because I know a person who wants to give his daughter in donation to you. So Prabhupada, he agreed to that, and the marriage was arranged, and now they had a wife. And Mike was having taking good care of her. Gradually, the days passed by, and now the wife had children. But before, because we need to bring it up, there was tension for that. Because it went, it didn't end so good. And when person came and was inquiring the father problem, and then he said, I don't know, but she's not happy about it. And he said, oh, you need to know that Mike needs to have children. And then she had it. And then everything was taken care of. So then on the suggestion, it went on and on and on and on. And they had children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, and then he just became so chaotic that he grabbed his Bhagavad Gita in a cloth and put it up on the shelf deep. And he had no time anymore to read the Bhagavad Gita, but it was completely entangled in the household affairs. Then, after some years, his guru, who was also going in many places, he came around the place, and then he understood that my disciple is there and he's in this situation. So he came to his disciple and seeing his guru, the disciple, he paid his obeisances, gave him a seat to sit down and worship him properly. He worshiped properly, and then his guru, he said, look what your situation is. I told you to properly and sincerely take instructions of Bhagavad Gita, what you have done. And the disciple replied, oh Gurudev, this is Gita Rasamsa. This is one of that very Bhagavad Gita that you gave.
So, if there is no test, and anyone has left his position, wife, children, wealth, everything, but no test, he is bound to fall down. So, anyhow, this process of greed has come, then test automatically will come. And that there is no chance of fall down. So you should try. I think you are fortunate so much that you have come in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you will daily read Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think it is most important than even Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita. So, very soon a test may come. But if he will read it in the association of any high class of Mahaprabhu, Jaha Pada Bhagavata Vaishnavira Sthani, then you can know, and a test may come. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam in the guidance of any high class of Vaishnava, automatically that greed can come. I know that we are always glorifying Krishna, and sweet pastimes of Krishna we are telling, Mahaprabhu. And so many are devoted, they have some greed. Whether that greed is greed,
Actual or
semblance, but there is some greed. I want to be the maid servant of Radhika. Nothing
anything, something, or beyond this. Only I want to be that. Even it is in semblance, no harm. If he will be always in association of high class of Vaishnava, and when he will hear the glorification of gopis, their love, oh, it may be that real greed may come for that very soon. Because this is the Vaishishtya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life. In Ramanu Sampradaya, in Madhva Sampradaya, in other Sampradaya, it is impossible. Impossible. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, anyhow, oh, it is bound to come if you are sincere. So he is telling, Yadi Kriyatam Kutopita Labhyate. If it is found anywhere, even you should give your head and try to get that.
Purchase it.
What is the meaning? For this, you will have to give up your wife, children's, or position, all things. Very easily you should give up and try to be in his association. This is the meaning. Have relations of that devotee. And very soon that greed may come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you know bhakti? What is the definition of bhakti? And how it is attained? Bhakti is to bhagavat sangena parijayate sang sanga prapyate pumbi purva janma sukrate sanjate. Oh, by billions of life, or if Sukriti is done, and heap of Sukriti is there, so much more. And then sadhu sangha. And then a taste comes to hear sadhus. Otherwise taste will not come. Never it will come. And when a taste comes to hear sadhu sangha, I know that some persons, they have so much taste in serving, but not hearing. They can bring water, they can wash his feet. Oh, so many paraphernalia they can bring. But when Gurudev is telling some Hari Katha and he sleeps. Or anyhow he, at that time, very time, he goes to bring water or anything. Or, oh, he thinks that it is better to do parikrama at that time, when Hari Katha. Oh, this is not good. When Gurudev or Vaishnava are telling Hari Katha, these things, we should try to forget all. Even to do parikrama of Govardhan, Giriraj, Nandagaon, Varsana, or Vrindavan, even. Giriraj, Govardhan, Vanshivar, Bhandi, but they cannot speak Hari Katha. They cannot. They cannot keep all these things. It will take a very long process. Very long process. But by hearing the Vaishnavas, high class, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, especially Gadadhar Pandit, when he used to give courses of Srimad Bhagavatam, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advait, they used to come and hear. And what become? Used to happen? What? Oh, all began to weep bitterly. Gadadhar Prabhu himself. Uttering this slok, what a slok? Barha pidam natavar bapu karnayo karnikaram viprat basa kanak kapisam vajayantin chamala randran bainu adar sudaya purayan gopa bindai bindaranyam sabadarvanam prabhishat gita. Oh, Krishna is going, playing on flute, and billions of cows are coming, following him. Balade Prabhu with Shinga, he is going forward. And Krishna, what doing? Oh, he is going naked, barefooted there. And so many
marks.
And what doing? Oh, searching anything. Searching anything. And playing on flute. And with greedy eyes he used to see the gopis and Dashko. If anyone has seen this,
his life is successful.
His life is successful. Otherwise, no life is successful. By hearing all these things, certainly a greed is bound to come. But he should be sincere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy, very happy. Oh, only 2-3 steps you should go. You have gone. Only 3 steps, 4 steps. What are these steps? Then Sakya, Dasya, Vrindavan is no Sakya.
No Dasya.
So, no importance of Dasya. Important. And then Sakya. And then Vatsalya. And after that, Madhur. And in Madhur, what more? In Madhur too. Oh, so many kinds of Madhur. Chandravati also is Madhur. Oh, Radha, Lalita, Vishakha also. But among them, the group of Radha. And in the group of Radhika, there are so many classes. In them, the most important are Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari. A special. Always living and serving with Radhika. In happiness of Radhika, happy. And in separation, always they are feeling separation. These are highest. This is only for jivas. Not for others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this only mission in Anarpit Charit Shlok. This only Manjari mood. And if we will hear Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, and especially from Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjalin Mani came out. Ujjalin Mani. And what is that? Nilmani, the love and affection of the gopis to Krishna. This is a high class of thing. So gradually you can know all these things and you will have a greed. Mahaprabhu, good. And then go on. Then he wanted to hear something. Then he told, Raya Bahe Dasya Prem Sarva Shatrasha. I will explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanam
Vivekananda. You were explaining in the beginning of the class that none of the bridge vasis know or believe that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
So somebody who doubted that principle once asked you that, what about one time Krishna became Vishnu and Radhika became Lakshmi? So you said to them, no, that is a special, there's a deep meaning.
Oh, this was play.
Yes, so I wanted you to explain that.
Oh, this is play. Brajavasi, anyone, even grasses, creepers, parrots, any birds, what to tell any Brajavasi? Nand Baba Yashodama, never and never, they never believe that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Krishna may be Supreme Lord, Lords of Lord. He should be. But Krishna is their friend. What? Son. Only this.
So they were playing a game? God and Krishna were playing a game?
For that recreation.
For that
recreation.
Manoranjan.
Entertainment.
So many things. No. But really they don't. They are more than Brahma, Shankar, even Narad. They can teach Narad bhakti. But even they don't know that Krishna is Supreme Lord. And if anyone tells that Krishna is Supreme Lord, you are right. You should be right. Very good. Go on.
Bas, nothing. Oh, if he is Supreme Lord, then I want that in his lotus feet, oh, bhakti should be done. Mandi desh. Gaur Pramanande.
Two short announcements. One is, there is a way that you can receive this very wonderful nectar almost every day when you open your mailbox on the internet. You know who that is? Srimad Ramadasi is transcribing all the classes of Sri Gurudev and sending them out regularly. Most of you are probably acquainted with this and are receiving these classes. Others, new devotees or even devotees who have not been able to receive that, please give your email address to Radhika. Let's see what they will always very happily for you so that you will be immersed in transcendental nectar.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, whoever requested for initiation and registered their name, or not registered them, they should register their name and then.
Thus ends the class on the 28th of June 2002 in the evening in Holland. Hare Krishna.